Hello, welcome to episode two of What's Your Price? This episode is hilarious. I sit down with funny comedians Vincent O'Shaughna and Brady Matthews, and this episode is a little chaotic, but it's a lot of fun. So I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you.
First of all, I love you guys, both of all, but neither one of you are from LA, and now you guys are, okay, I know where you're from, Brady, but Brady, say where you're from.
I'm from Chicago originally, but I live in West Hollywood and Las Vegas because I'm fucking fancy like that.
Okay, cool. And then how long ago did you get to LA?
Fuck, like 15 years ago.
Okay. Me too.
And it should have happened like year five, but it didn't. So I stayed for another 10, you know.
So, and then Vinny, you're from New York?
I'm originally from Yonkers, New York.
Yeah.
Moved to New Britain, Connecticut. We got older, went to high school, and then I joined the military when I was 18. So I've been all over, lived in Montana, which I would take Montana over LA or New York in a fucking heartbeat. Yeah. If you gave me a cabin, I swear to God, and you just said, listen, simple life, you know, there's a supermarket, I swear to God, I'd give up this bullshit. I'd give up everything just for that, dude. That's how. Bro, everybody's
I feel like you still can, Ben.
Dude, you can buy a fucking mansion for $6,000 a month.
What? Yeah. What?
How does this thing work, dude? Wait, I never did this before.
I hate you guys so much.
Gosh, this is the best one you're ever going to have, dude. Look what COVID did. Can I sue China for that?
Can we sue China? Dude. All right. Well, stop it, Chai. Okay. So, Brady, you got out there 15 years ago in LA.
Yeah.
And then what made you go to LA from Chicago?
I was going to be an actor. I was acting, and since you asked, my first acting gig was How I Met Your Mother. You want to see it?
I know this.
Did you see it? Vinny, have you seen it?
Your audition?
No, I booked it. I had to hit on Wayne Brady.
So let's see. What did you do? What was the line?
Okay, so Wayne Brady's right here. And watch this. Oh, no, he's right here because I got to play towards the camera.
Yeah.
He's right here and he's like this. Can I get you a shot? No? All right.
Okay.
Wow.
And I still get, Vinny, are you there? I still get residuals for it. I still get residuals.
Okay, I see why you got the part. Makes sense.
What a dude! Can I be honest with you? That was probably one of the best, like, acting in a short amount of it was Vinny, real.
But here's my thing: is why did I have to audition for that? Why? You could have been like this. I could be like Josh. You're like the camera guy. Josh, say this line for me. All right, good.
Yeah, well, take him. I'll hold the camera. Right. I'll hold the camera, buddy.
It must have been going for a look.
Yeah. How many people were auditioning?
I'd say probably like fucking 15. Every fucking tool bag that looks like me was there.
So many tool bags.
Yes.
Okay. And then Vinny, how did you get to LA? Or why?
Well, I was in the military and this has always been my dream, but my parents are old, they're immigrants, bro. They're like, no acting. My mother verbatim goes, you can't do it. There's nothing but gay and drugs. And I was like, I mean, she's kind of right. There's a lot of gay people, I love. And there's, you know, a lot of drugs and she's 100% right. But that was her, like, there's no way you're going there because there's gay people and there's drugs. That was the Middle Eastern mentality. And then I was just in the military and I was like, this isn't my thing. My dream is, you know, acting and comedy. And I just fucking, I got in a plane after my 6-year honorable discharge and I just came here and I've been here for about the same time as Brady and I, you know, done a bunch of the same shit. Hi! I've done a bunch of the same
things. Hey,
like a butt kiss. Hi! Hi, guys.
You guys are acting like this is a FaceTime call.
Shut the hell up, jerk face. And then I bet you this is going to be the most watched one you have, you fuck. All right, so, and then, yo, Brady, my first thing was, oh, wow. I was on, what's that show with that tall guy that talks like this?
Oh, Ray Romano.
No, not him. The other guy that was on.
Brad Garrett.
Brad Garrett with his wife.
Oh. Josh, you know.
He had another show besides Everybody Loves Raymond.
That's the show.
No, the show that spun off of that was about Brad Garrett and his wife.
I don't know there was a spinoff.
King of Queens.
No, hold on. Jesus Christ, how do I not know this? Wait a minute.
You were in it.
How about this? That's how. And it went for like, it went like syndication. It went to syndication. But anyway, whatever it was with him. And dude, I went into my audition and he's sitting, and him sitting down is taller than me still.
Oh, sure. So
I did the role. I did the audition. I killed it. I nailed it. Come to the day of, they're like, yeah, we don't want this character to be a Spanish, I'm not even Spanish, a Spanish, like a ghetto, like a backdoor purse seller. We want you to be this, just a plain white guy doing something else. They cut my hair on set. They shaved my beard on set. They had to pay me for it. Dog, my residual check, homie, $23.48 before taxes, bitch.
Damn, so this one, why?
Look at this lavish. You know how much do you think these are cheap, bro? This one's $75. No, that one's $75, and that one's $100.
Dude, I got the same ones when I first moved into my apartment in 2003.
Did you buy them from across the ha-ha, the ha-ha furniture?
No, my neighbor just gave them to me. He's like, would you want these pieces of shit?
And somebody gave me these, too.
I'm not going to lie, Vinny. I thought you'd for sure have posters still up there.
Yeah, dude.
There's a picture. Well, my cousin Mike. Hold on. Jordan. It's all about timing and this and that, but I mean, I just wish there was like a producer chick, like an old producer chick that was just like, she just, you know, sleeps with young, handsome, virile guys for parts. I would do it in a heartbeat. Yeah. In a heartbeat, if some lady was like, you have to come with me on a vacation, I'd be like, let's go. If I could be in fucking Troy too,
I'd do it. Yeah.
So both of you guys went to as actors. When did you start doing comedy? Brady, you first.
I started 2008, and then I started at did you guys ever do Westwood Brewing Company?
Yeah. Upstairs with Adam Hunter?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I was there with you.
Yeah. Scott Boxenbaum ran an open mic, and this is where we're going to lose everybody. I go upstairs, and he goes, do you guys get on to sign up? And he goes, nope. He goes, you don't look funny, and I can guarantee you're not funny. He goes, we don't got enough room for you.
Scott, what's his name?
I was writing jokes all day, Scott Boxenbaum. Now he follows me on Instagram or Twitter, and I'm like, go fuck yourself. He's all about Biden, too. So I was like, dude. I was like, okay. I literally went this. Sounds about right. I just went home. I did the Ice House comedy competition.
Uncle Clyde.
Yes. And I won that off a dance routine at the end. I didn't even have jokes. It's like Josh. I just was just doing just a dance
Josh
routine.
Josh just dancing like a baboon.
Just doing premises. No punch, just premise, premise, premise. and then I booked it, and then I got last place every single day at the Seattle Comedy Competition.
That's
every
what's single up, time. Homie. That's
last
what's
place.
Up.
16 people. I was like this.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Every time?
Every single time. I respect that, dude.
All right, Vinny, how about you? When did you get into comedy here? Why?
Dude, I was you know, I was here. I was here for like a week or two staying with my cousin Mike and his wife. And then, bro, I drove by the Laugh Factory, the Ha-Ha. I think it was a Ha-Ha, actually, because my cousin was in North Hollywood. And I was like, you know what? I love George Carlin. I grew up to all these guys. He goes, let me give it a shot. And, bro, I went up, Brady, and I ate. Like, when I tell you it was open mic, have you ever eaten just shit to where, like, you're like, no. You're like, and you look up, hopefully, like, looking at somebody's going to be there, like, to give you, like, a visual comfort. They were all like, what the fuck? And it scared me so bad that I was like, I have to get better at this. I have to.
Yeah.
And then I just kept going up. I did the same competition that he did, and I won that.
You won that Uncle Clyde, too?
Shantae Wayans saw me performing at the Ha Ha, and she asked me, Damon Sr. was doing that show on Showtime, The Underground, and she's like, hey, do you have a – look how old I am, bro. Brad, watch how old. She goes, do you have a VHS of you doing stand-up? And, bro, back then, nobody had – fuck, what?
Yeah, like, and if you're trying to find a VHS tape, too, you're like, I don't even know how to fuck – how do I do this?
Yeah, and then they go, can you put it on a DVD? And I'm like, oh shit, bro, Brady, guys, Josh, I spent $200. The Ha Ha recorded it.
Yeah,
I had to take that and pay some editor guy on on Ventura Boulevard. 200 bills to take 5 minutes and put on this. I'm going to find that guy one day, and I'm going to fucking kill you, you fuck. All right, so, and then I did, dude, it still bothers me to this day. And then, dude, I get a phone call, and they're like, hey, come to this audition. And I walk in, bro, my second audition, Damon Wayans Sr. sitting in the front. I'll never forget. He's like this, and he had, like, bright yellow alligator, like, shoes on. And, bro, I grew up watching that, and I was like, and he even looks at me, he goes, yo, relax. I turned around. I was, dude, nervous as fuck. Homie the Clown, fucking Men on Film, he's right there.
Yeah.
Made
yeah.
the pain. And then, bro, something just clicked, and I nailed the audition. And I got a phone call, and they're like, yo, you got it. And I remember I was crying like a fucking little girl. And my mom, I told my mom, I'm like, Mom, I did it. She's like, you're going to be gay, and there's drugs. I go,
that's a good call, man.
You never like win it with these fucking people. So, yeah, that was it.
What was so your first show for you, Brady? You just ate shit.
I mean, dude, I wanted off a dance routine. I go, this is my mom dancing at our some family thing. And I was just doing her dancing like this. And then I go, my brother, he's like in his 30s. He's always flicking me my balls. He's like, come dance, bro. Dude, bro, come dance, bro. And I won. I don't know how. I watch it now, and I'm like, oh. And you can pull it up on YouTube if you want. I don't take
but
it down.
But that's so funny, though.
That's actually hilarious, though. Funny.
Dude, it is pretty terrible. Funny. Just that like, white lady dance.
Yeah. She does it with the fingers. She does that. She doesn't really move her body all much. She's just all fingers.
See yourself. This.
the worst are those people that point at you like, you know, like you can come on. You're like, no.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
And you're like, what is this?
What is that? I don't want to dance.
That was your, and you, for your Vinny, for your first show.
Mine was auditioning for the Uncle Clyde's contest. Brady, guys, think about this, Josh. It's the Ice House, that back room. It was me, my cousin, and just him, the Uncle Clyde guy, the people that own Flappers. And bro, I did a joke where I was a sperm and I went on the stool. Brady, I kicked the mic stand and it hit the front table. Like if somebody was there, they were gonna die. And the guy just goes, ugh. And I just went, and I pressed on. I was like, yeah, man, if you're a sperm and the guy comes in a sock, that must be confusing because you're looking for the egg. And I go, can you imagine going, like, you come out and you're like, what the fuck? Are we in a sock? And it bombed. So, yeah.
Dude, have you ever done the J spot? Did you ever do the J spot?
Is that the black room?
All black room? Dude.
Oh, my God. There's people freestyling, battling on the side. And you're on. Yeah.
I was the only guy that got, that was the only guy they frisked down. I was the only white guy that they, I was the only person they fucking patted me down.
You're the dangerous one.
Like that. They pat me down. So I'm doing the open mic thing, and then they asked me to come back, and I was like, oh, dude, I'm fucking killing it.
Yeah.
Long story short, I get up there, and the MC, this black chick, like, she was, like, uber black. Like black.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah.
Like, Black Lives Matter, which is good. And she, she goes like this. She's standing there, and she boop-booped me. Because I was not doing good. And she goes, boop-boop. And everyone's like, oh, shit. Oh, he got boop-booped. So, Vinny, I'm standing off to the back. And I'm about to walk off the stage, right? I was about to walk off the stage. And she said something. And no one really laughs. And I go, oh, boop-boop.
Oh, shit. You killed her?
Yes. I kid. Everyone started dying, dude. Everyone was dying. God. And I was like this. I was like, boop-boop. Right? Boop-boop.
Like, get the fuck out of there. The
way possible.
Dude, that's so fucking funny.
I boop-booped her, dude.
Boop-boop.
All right. That's hilarious. Vince, what's the worst show you've ever done?
That one.
Probably that one.
Yeah.
The very first one?
Oh, no. I did, oh, fuck, who's, it was like hip hop night. It was a black room at the comedy store in the main room. Y'all packed. And again, I'm not black, obviously. I walk on stage. I swear to God, the music just shut off from the DJ. And this bitch in the back goes, next. But Brady, and yeah, I turned on her and I went, who the fuck said that? And now everybody's like that. And I was like, you, because she had like an all silver one. I go, you fucking chrome skirt wearing bitch. And like people in the front laugh, but all of her group and shit were like, who the fuck mother? And it was like, and I was like, man, I'm trying to talk over them now to do the jokes, but I fucking shit on her. And then, dude, it was just an airplane crashing. And you're like, just trying to get out. Like, I love everybody. This is, and it was just, I got lit in like 4 minutes. They were like,
yeah, I've gotten in fights after I got off stage at the Comedy Store.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Where this guy's lady was popping off. And I go, yo, dude, why don't you shut your lady up, right? And he goes, I walked on stage, and she immediately, before I even started, she goes, you're not funny. Yeah. And I go, yo, homie, I go, real quick before we start, I go, you want to go ahead and shut her up? And he goes, and I was racist in this, and he goes, what'd you say? And I go, look at this guy. I go, he can't see me, but he sure can't hear me, huh? And because he was like an Asian guy, and I was like, I didn't mean to say that like that.
Oh God!
He got out, dude. When we got done, he was like this. Come on up.
I was You're like, no, I'm good.
Whoops.
Whoopsie.
That's crazy.
I'm gonna keep changing angle.
Yeah, you can edit that out if you want.
what part you want me to? Yeah, I'll edit it out.
Thanks, Josh.
All right. What was your, Vinny? What's the best show you've ever done because of comedy? Or couple shows. I know that's a hard question.
Well, to be honest with you, just being on the road with Damon Wayans Sr., bro, like that.
Kevin Hart's show.
Yeah, Kevin Hart. The Kevin Hart taping of my special, it's called The Next Level. That was just, like, it just felt good from beginning to end. But not taped show. Well, so was Def Jeff Jam was amazing, too. Because, again, I'm not black, but I murdered that room. But being on the road with Damon Wayans Sr., we did a theater where he was taping his special, and it was in Oakland, I think. Bro, it's like, you know, like when people go to a comedy club and they want to laugh? Everybody in this room was like, we are here to, not this attitude, not like you've gotten to a fight with your girl and you came here. If you got into a fight, don't come to the fucking comedy club. This is a comedy club. Totally. That's like going to a strip club and doing this. What are you doing? So we did a theater, why are we here? So we did a theater, Josh. It was, I got a standing O, and before he even, you know, he's taping a special, bro. So he goes, because he used to tell me, but that's why I love Damon so
much.
Was
he mad, or was he stoked?
No, this is how much of a fucking gangster pro he is. He goes, Vinny, I love, he goes, don't you ever hold the fuck back. He goes, because when you do that, you raise the bar, and I got to go catch your ass.
That's awesome.
So he murdered and got a standing O too, but yeah, so it was probably Oakland. With David C.
No, Jackson, doing the Zoom thing. Chill.
This is our career, Jackie. Jesus.
Yeah, relax. I just got a job at Amazon today.
She needs money for the ice cream truck.
Yeah. I mean, like, give it a minute.
Sorry, Jackie. I'm kidding. Now she's looking next to the murder.
This is Zoom, bro. This is 2020, pimp.
Hey, Brady, what was your best show?
Probably, unfortunately, it was... Jay Davis, the Parlor Show.
Ooh, really?
Right before I was doing SNL stuff, which was the last highlight of my career 7 years ago. I was doing Jay Davis's, and he goes, "Who wants to see Brady at on SNL?" And this is when his shows were like super hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what I mean. Everybody like, his show was like,
dude, people would show up just to try to get on his shows. You know what I mean? Or be like, show face for next time. Some bullshit. Yeah. Anyway, so, and then I got a standing ovation for that, and it was just like, amazing. I can't even explain. It's like the best feeling you could ever have, ever, as a comedian, as a performer.
You know what's funny is I was actually there at the Parlor when you did it.
Oh,
did you?
Shit.
I was there, yeah, because I was, like, trying to do comedy, like, and I hit him up a bunch of times. He was always nice to me for some reason. And then I was with Billy and Greg, and then you came in, and then you did the SNL audition.
Yeah.
I remember thinking in my head, I was like, oh, that's how you get on. You just tell them that you're doing an SNL audition.
Yeah, you could, probably.
Yeah, probably.
You could definitely be like, dude, can I just go over a set for Conan?
And don't do any characters.
Dude, you know what's funny is, I'm not going to say what comedians would do that at the Comedy Store, Tony Hinchcliffe and those guys, but they would go up. to like, they go up and be like, yo, I'm running like 5 minutes for a late night for Jay Leno. And I'm like, no, you're fucking not.
You're not doing that.
Yeah. And you're still not, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Brady, real quick, because the SNL thing was a pretty big deal, I think. What was the audition like?
It was terrifying. It was the scariest thing I've ever done in my life.
How many people are in there?
What's that?
How many people are in the audition? Like the
22.
Room?
Can you stop that, please? There was about 22 people. It was, well, I don't know if I should say who was there. I don't know. I don't want to get them in trouble or anything. No. It was like Ryan O'Flanagan, Santino. Who else was there?
I'm saying the people that are watching you.
Oh yeah, they're all there. Lorne Michaels is there. Everyone was there. It was on stage, and they go, "You're gonna get 5 minutes. The director's gonna look at you, and he's gonna go 3, 2, 1, go, and then you're going." As soon as I was walking through the hallway, thinking your life's gonna change, my knees start giving up. I'm buckling.
Oh my god!
Like walking like this. I was so nervous, but I had my 5 minutes down like perfect.
Yeah.
But once you get up there, I go, "I just need a microphone for my last bit to put on the stool." And I went to use the microphone during my act, and it didn't work. So I don't know if they did that on purpose, or if they just to see where I was at.
So then, what'd you do? Did you just wait?
So I just put the phone on the stool and just kept dancing like there was, like they could hear the music. What was I gonna do?
Wow.
But it worked out good, and I grabbed a water bottle for my last character. His name is Terry Crews, and he works in a booth, you know, giving change for money at the tollway.
Yeah.
But he dreamed of being a stripper. So anyways, yeah. I took water and I just started dousing it all over me, ripped my shirt off, started doing the thing on the stage.
Yeah, yeah. Shit.
And then that was it. Yeah. But hey, some good stuff came out of it actually. But it was an incredible experience. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Nothing like it. I mean, you go to the Super Bowl. Problem is, they don't give you a participation trophy like Antifa and people that voted for Biden.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though.
Oh, man, I love you, Jay.
So I'm going to edit that out, too.
Definitely not editing that out.
Why? Like, that's like you saying that Biden's been Trump's only been racist for 4 years, but Biden's been racist for 47 years. Go ahead.
Guys, I don't know how to edit. Please. I don't know how to edit anything, so it's just going to be.
Don't edit. So all these people that hate what me and Brady are saying, didn't Joe Biden say that he didn't want his kids growing up with in a racial jungle because of black people?
Yeah,
and
I think he said,
didn't he support the crime bill in 1993 with Bill Clinton that put more black people in jail?
All right, I'm going to edit that out.
Go ahead.
Have you guys been?
And wasn't he against gay marriage? Oh, wasn't that Biden?
Have you guys been doing stand-up at all right now?
Yeah, I mean it's few and far between, but I did a show. I love Arizona. The comedy club's open. They social distance. You know, I went to the bar to get a drink. I had the mask on. I was like, "Oh, drunk." The bartender, no mask, goes, "Can you please take that shit off so I can hear?" And I was like, "Yes."
Yeah. Yeah. What is it about that now that gets me so hot? Where people are like, "Bro, don't have to wear it." And you're like, "Who's this guy?"
Dude, it's like, it's like finding Trump supporters because, dude, we live in LA. If you are a Trump supporter, you have to hide your support like you were a gay dude in the '80s. Like, you cannot. You're like
Vinny. Now, Vinny, I'm waiting on a couple things, and I go off the fucking deep end on Twitter. Maybe you guys don't know, but I'll go off the deep end, and then like Monday, I'll check my email, and I'm like, didn't email me back? I'm like, do they know?
Hey, dude, it's only California. You can't have a different opinion because these people, bro. You cannot change anybody's mind. I don't give a shit if you see the proof, like in the like, dude, this is like, bro, this is flaws. You know what they'll say? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Unless we have fact checkers tell us that for a fact that's flaws and not a myth. It's like, bro, shut up. Shut up. You guys have been losing for 4 years. Losing.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're going to lose again. Again.
Listen, it's going to be huge. We're going to go to court.
We're going to count the ballots. Everything's going to be fine.
Going to be huge.
You guys have pretty good Trump impressions. I'm impressed, man.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, Josh. You're fired.
This is Alec Baldwin doing Donald Trump.
He's the worst. Yo, that's the worst impression I've ever seen.
world. Yeah, can you tell? I've never seen someone do such a shitty impression because they're so mad.
Yeah, they're so mad at him.
At least try to do it somehow.
Yeah, the biggest hypocrite in the world. Fuck you. All right, go ahead.
My only thing about all that is, even if you're like, because I'm not a Trump supporter, I think he's an idiot, but I also don't think everything he did was the worst thing ever. And if you stick up for anything he does, then people automatically just say, you're a Trump supporter, you're wrong.
Yeah. Like, no, you're right. Yo, so if you're, mind you, you're racist and you're, so 68 million people that vote, we're all, everybody's a racist piece of shit, scumbag, homophobe. It's the most ignorant shit I've ever fucking heard. Because, yo, take away his personality. We all know he's, you know, all about himself, egomaniac, he's orange. We get all that hacky bullshit. Personality over policy, all right? If he was just a machine and he did all the policies from all the you know, African unemployment all-time low, Hispanic unemployment all-time low. Yo, when's the last time you heard of ISIS? Where's ISIS?
Yeah, where'd they go?
Fucking wipe them the fuck out. Kill
them
all.
Their new names are Antifa.
I mean, yeah. Antifa. I mean, ISIS could just be chilling.
No, yeah. Chilling, or he murdered all of them.
They're just waiting for the next phone call. Hey, Biden in? Let's go.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Biden, let's go, everybody.
Let's go.
I love you guys. I love you guys because you just speak your mind. We're going to get started with the What's Your Price, but first I do have a question. This isn't part of What's Your Price. It's kind of a would you rather. Would you rather live the rest of the time at nighttime only or at daytime? 24 hours dark.
No light or no dark.
No light or no dark. 24 hours.
I'd probably go dark, dude.
For me, nighttime.
I would live in the dark like a fucking vampire, bro.
Yeah, nighttime all day, because when I see the sun, I just know that we gotta do this all over again.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a dark.
Vinny, you ever just wake up in the morning go like this?
Fuck. Yeah, Jesus, it came out again. Cause yo, think about it. The sun means responsibility.
Yeah.
Yo, hiking on Runyon Canyon. Oh. Guess what nighttime means? Fun, clubs, bitches, trucks.
Perfect. That's funny because I asked a bunch of people that question and most people were daytime. They thought I was insane.
Yeah, guess what? They can go fucking in their Priuses and go to fucking Runyon and kiss my ass.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you guys. So now we're going to do the What's Your Price. And I want you guys, you don't have to write shit down, but I want you guys to come up with your own answers. So don't be like, yo, Brady, what would you answer on that? Because that's part of the fun is like one person's going to say an answer. The other person's going to say something that's not even close. But so what's your price? And we're going to start right now. The first question is, how much money would it take for you to get in the ring against Mike Tyson? Brady, you first.
How much money would it take for you to get in the ring with Mike Tyson?
Yes.
Right now, I mean.
This age?
Probably anything at this point.
Anything.
Anything. Literally, throw me a number.
For $500, you'd get in the ring against him.
I mean, if that's the ceiling, sure.
Well, you choose the ceiling.
I know, joking.
I would say.
I'd say I would do it for $3 million.
$3 million. All right. You went from doing it for free to $3 million is a pretty big jump.
And again, the ceiling isn't there. So, dude, I'm telling you right now, $500, I would run the fuck around. He ain't gonna catch me. Okay.
I'm not done though. So you have to at least throw a punch against Mike Tyson.
Oh.
Attempt one.
At least throw a punch.
One. You have to hit him or just throw it. Is there a distance? I gotta keep a distance from him. I can't run the whole time.
Well, you gotta at least try to throw one punch, and I'm sure one punch he's
gonna. $1 million. I would do it for $1 million, a cool $1 million. But I mean, I would want insurance. I want.
Yeah, bro, you're going to spend $1 million on getting back your feeling in your stomach. It's good, dude. You've ever had your wind knocked out of you, and then you've ever had, like, a hurricane.
Brady,
you're knocking
Brady,
out.
Brady, that one punch from me is going to be one of these.
Like this.
Yeah.
You said, Vinny, you go, no.
Yo, because have you seen him? Like, he's fucking insane right now.
Yeah. Training video of him just now.
Oh my, he's just like, like,
yeah, dude, he looks like he's 35 years old.
I know, it's fucked up, dude.
Cannabis.
Okay, so Vinny, you said 1 million. Brady, you said 3 million. Those are pretty high. Somebody told me they would do it for 20 grand a couple weeks ago.
Listen,
if that's the ceiling, I'll do that too. So
yeah, if 500 was on the table, I go like this. Let's go.
All right, next question. How much would it take for you to sleep in a dumpster for 8 hours?
Who are you asking?
I think I've done this.
You, Vince. You first.
Well, I've actually got drunk once, and it was it was kind of clean, so I sat there hiding from my friends, and I passed out.
In it?
I fell asleep. I was just sitting in the corner trying to hide from them, and it was just warm, and I was just like, I'm out.
But inside or outside?
I was inside the dumpster, dude, in the corner. It was like one of those newer ones. there's no like juice inside. Like it might have been like a cardboard. It might have been a cardboard. It might have been like a cardboard recycling one. Dude, I grabbed the cardboard. I was out. I was drunk. So sleeping overnight. I mean, like what would? Because, dude, I'm not gonna shoot numbers like 50 million. You know what? Give me $5,000. I'll sleep in that bitch. I'm gonna go fuck all right. Dead. What do you mean? And if it's dope and there's no bugs and shit, I might move in. It's bigger than my studio, bitch.
Brady, how about you? How much to sleep in a dumpster for 8 hours?
I'd say $500.
All right. So my favorite part about this podcast is once people start watching it, they're going to pitch in money, and we're going to have you guys do these things.
Oh, great.
That sounds awesome.
Hey, guess what?
What a way to help back the comedy community, Josh.
Yeah, if it's a recyclable fucking dumpster, I'm in there all day. What are you fucking stupid?
No, I did. I would do it for 75 G's.
Nice.
All right. You already said $500. Sorry, dude. All right. Next question. How much to do a bar mat shot, Brady? You guys know what a bar mat shot is?
Ew. That's so gross.
What's that?
I honestly would rather sleep in a dumpster for 3 days than do that.
So what is it? A bar mat shot is where they take all the booze and everything out of the mat from the end of the night.
Oh my God.
Put it in a shot glass.
Ew.
You wouldn't do it, Brady?
No.
For money? For money?
There's a price. If I handed you $5,000, Brady, you're not going to do a bar mat shot.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
But it'd have to be something like that because I already know I'm going to throw up and I might catch something. So I'm going to have to get like an antibiotic shot in the ass or something.
$500?
$500 right now is fucking amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
So you guys would do it for $50?
No. I would do it.
You know what? Yeah, you know what? I'd probably do it for $50. Okay.
Probably.
Depending on how drunk I was, I'd be like,
yeah. Ooh. Yeah, I agree.
That's the other thing. How sober or drunk are you?
If I was fucked up, I would go for it. Because then I would just try to be like, oh, yeah, everybody want to see this? And I would do it.
All right, here's a good one. How much to wear 2 arm casts for a month?
Fuck.
The full arm cast.
That's awful.
$100,000.
Yeah.
$100,000. $100,000. Yeah, because dude, you know what though? Because you're gonna have to take out a loan or something to pay somebody to go around and take your dick out and wipe your ass and you know dude, who's gonna do all that?
Oh my God! Can you imagine, Vinny? Can you imagine? You're just like,
Bro, Brady, you literally have to hire somebody and pay them $10,000 and be like, yo, you have to feed me and then wipe my ass.
So you said $10,000. I mean,
trying to jerk off. Like, how are you going to jerk off? Like, are you crazy?
You can. It's a month of
you. You call the doctor. You're like, how much longer do I have?
Damn it.
So you, Brady, how much price? What, you, no money? You have to pick a price.
I do it for
$20,000.
Five grand.
$5,000.
You'll do it for 3 months? That's not for 3 months.
I'll do it right now for free if we're having fun.
1 month? Yeah, do I do the $100,000? I'll do it for
$100,000. I think $100,000 makes more sense than $5,000.
But yo, you can't take it off at all.
No, dude.
$100,000, 100%.
Yeah, that makes
sense. That's brutal.
You don't even have a job for a month, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. How much to take a fastball to the chest from a major league pitcher?
With no guard? No.
You're getting hit by a fastball, so you're just in the batter's box.
To be honest with you, unless I'm wearing protection, there's no money, because that will fucking break a bone. If that hits your elbow or right here, which I've been hit with a pitch before.
Yeah, dude, no. Yeah, no.
Nope.
No.
Honest, okay, you know, no, it'd be like a $10 million. That would be one of those astronomical $10 million, because, dude, if that thing hits you in your fucking face, your chin or your elbow, you're done, dude. You shatter this bone.
Oh.
Then I'm going to be like this. Then I'm going to be like this for real.
Hello? How much longer?
I gotta floss.
So you guys, there's no price. $50,000, Vinny, you wouldn't do it?
Not $50,000, nope. I would want way more cash.
I would do it for $1 million, cool $1 million.
Yeah, nice, tax free.
All right, I like that. Okay, next one. How much money to go silent for a month? Couldn't say one word.
Oof.
That's going to be a problem. That's going to be a major, like, wait. Now, but are you monitoring me the entire time? Like, can I be in my bed at night going, stupid fucking Josh with this?
No. I mean, obviously if you're sleeping, but if you say a word like fucking any other time.
I mean, I do it now. I already do it now. So what's the point? I do it for free. I do it now, you know.
I can do it for a month?
For 1 month, yeah, not talking?
I mean, yeah.
$10,000.
$10,000? How about you, Brady?
I'd say 5 G's.
Okay. We're going to do that one for sure.
Great. That's going to be awesome. People are going to really be pumped about that.
How much to get slapped in the face by one of those professional slapper guys that you see the videos of, dude? Like the Russian dudes that slap people in the face?
$1, because I think I really need one of those. I really need a slap in the face. I haven't been punched in the face in a long time. And I need that. At least, you know, they won't break it, but that will just snap me out of this whole fucking...
A slap is a lot more personal, too. You slap someone in the face, you're like this.
Yeah,
you
know, I need
that.
You get
punched in the face, you're like, you know.
You guys have seen those guys online that are in the contest. Slap them.
They knock people out. I need that sometimes.
All right.
I would do it for $500.
$500. We're going to set that one up for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, Vinny, you said for free?
No, I'm not. You're putting words in my mouth.
$1.
I said $1 because I need it, but I was kind of being facetious. I would probably do it for $1,000.
All right.
Just like a good – I mean, how big – is it one of those big motherfuckers?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Or is it big? The bigger his weight, yeah. If it was like a gay dude, yeah, I'm fine. No. But the heavier the guy is, the more money I would want.
All right. I only got a couple more questions, guys.
Hurry the fuck up, dude.
How much to go
scouting? I have nothing. Hurry up, Josh. I have nothing to do and you're taking me away from it.
How much to go skydiving?
I've already done it.
$0?
I'll do it for free. 100%.
Zero. Zero and free. Okay, you have to pick a price, Brady.
No way, dude. You'd have to pay me almost $1 million.
Oh, what? So, Brady, you wouldn't do it. I'm saying I would do it in a heartbeat.
Never. Never, ever.
If I gave $10,000 cash to go skydiving tomorrow, you'd say no.
No.
Not even $100,000 cash. Wow, Brady.
No. I'm so scared of heights, dude. When I'm on the plane, I watched that. Pussy. You ever seen that movie? You ever seen that movie, AD Astra, with Brad Pitt?
Yes.
Where he's working on that cell tower
on the outer of the earth
or whatever it's called, stratosphere.
Yeah.
And he just falls. And you ever been so hungover on the plane that you're like just like everything's just thrown off?
Anxiety, dude, yeah.
He was falling and I was like this. Like, couldn't handle it.
Brady, and I'm not even joking. $50 million, you wouldn't do it.
I mean, yeah, obviously, yes.
Okay, all right. So there is a price.
Okay, Vinny, how much for this? How much, you said you'd do skydiving for free. How much to go skydiving if there were 4 parachutes, but only 3 of them were packed?
Oh, shit.
Wow. Oof. I would just make sure to.
Well, Brady, because real honest to God, I mean, I'd probably feel the weight, but I would fucking set mine up.
You just have to. You just have to go and pick one.
Oh, so basically like Russian roulette for fucking that?
Yeah, it's basically a 25% chance here.
Well, to be honest with you, I wouldn't do it because my luck, I would 100% that'd be me. I'm the guy that goes, you know what? I'll sit at this seat. And then I go, nah, I'll sit in this one. And when I move, this fucker wins the jackpot. I'm not doing that. Nope.
It gives me anxiety just thinking about it. Just now I actually thought about it and I was like
I gotta go take a Zoloft after this.
Seriously. Or take a dump.
Either of you guys, you have tattoos, right?
Yeah, I do.
Vinny, you have any tattoos?
Yeah.
Okay. So obviously how much to get a tattoo, and that's not a big deal. But how much to get a tramp stamp?
$10,000
$10,000
$10,000, because then guess what? After a year, I can pay $1,000 to zap that bitch off. Oh, yeah, if I like it, I'll keep it. What kind of tramp stamp? Just tribal?
Have you ever had that fucking shit that zaps you to get it off?
Yeah.
Oh. I think I'd rather go skydiving. I think I take it back. Dude, you ever had a hot battery melted on your back? That's what it fucking feels like. A hot fucking battery melting on your back, bro.
Stupid ass.
Okay. How much to get, Brady, did you say how much to get a trans stamp?
$10
How much to get a Katy Perry neck tattoo?
Ooh, that's aggressive. She got a neck tattoo?
No. You're going to get a neck tattoo of Katy Perry.
If it's great detail, I'll do it. If it's great, if the artist is amazing, $100,000
$100,000
That's for life, dude. That's forever. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I know. Brady, what do you say?
I'd do it for like $500
Katy Perry neck tattoo for $500 I'll Venmo you right now.
You don't have $500.
So I'll Venmo you right now if you do it, dude.
No, but you have to, Brady. No, well, you're paying for the tattoo, and it has to be a spectacular artist.
Is it a picture of Katy Perry?
I'll pay for the tattoo and I'll Venmo you $500 right now if you get a Katy Perry neck tattoo.
No. How big? What are you talking?
Yeah, how big?
Fucking this big.
No, come on, man. That's going to be $500.
Brady, what am I making Brady out? His hand hit his ears and his neck. Fuck that guy.
Right here.
We're good.
It's easy to say $500 when you don't think it can happen, dude.
Next question.
Next fucking question.
All right. How much to run a marathon?
What? Oof. Easy.
Easy?
$100
Okay. I'll send you $100 right now to run a marathon.
I've run a half marathon. You're gonna give me at least $20,000 to $25,000, dude. Because you might break all your legs and shit, dude. That thing fucked me up.
Marathons suck.
Yeah, you're gonna do one tomorrow.
Yeah. Do you know what happened to the guy that actually the guy that they named it after marathon? You know what happened when he ran it? He died. Okay.
Is this how we use this thing?
Yes, dude. He died.
Hey Brady, did you guys ever hear about that chick that ran the Boston Marathon? The Cuban chick that cheated. She like just showed up and she took a cab to where like they were, and then she just joined the race and she won and won the money. And then they were asking her questions about the race. And she had no idea, like, her split time. And she's like, I don't know, I'm just happy. And they found out that she was cheating because somebody saw her get out of a cab.
Oh, my God. How did she win, though, if she didn't have a number?
No, she had a number.
Don't they register that shit?
Brady, I'm going to send you both of you guys the video after this on YouTube. She's like, I just feel amazing. She looks so healthy. And the second place bitch was like, how the fuck? I never saw her on the track.
That the Boston Marathon?
It's a Boston Marathon in like 90.
I've seen that.
I'll send it to you.
Vinny, can you imagine? She's like, how can I make some extra cash?
Yeah. They're running a marathon today.
Hold on. She's like, get this, Tracy, get this. I'm going to crash a marathon. I'm going to win. She's like, you're out of your mind. Next day, bam, there's Tina with fucking $500,000 billion.
She beat guys that were just professionals.
Dude, I came second place in the San Francisco Marathon because I rollerbladed the whole time. That's a true story. I swear to God.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah, people were pissed. I was like, Vinny, I was like this.
Wait, you didn't win it?
Huh? No, a guy beat me.
The guy beat him.
Somebody passed you.
No, he beat me too. He beat me by like 45 minutes. Can you imagine how fast he ran? Dude, I was like this, and I was like this.
That's hilarious, dude. Wait, did you ever pass him, or did he just go and you never passed him? All right, two more questions.
Yo, those guys from Kenya don't fuck around, dude.
You guys are hilarious. Two more questions.
Why the fuck up, Josh?
How much to run in the NFL, a kickoff return back, you have to try to run to the 30-yard line?
Oh, yeah, 20 grand. 20
yeah.
grand, I can do that.
Yeah. 20 grand. Y'all get murdered. Brady, you're 20 grand? All right, cool.
Yeah.
Last one right here. And the last question is, how much money would it take for you to cup your dad's balls for 1 hour?
Oh, come
on. Well, he's been dead for 20 years, so I have to dig up the grave.
Okay.
Hi, Jacket. Well, technically, he doesn't have any balls anymore because he's dead. So how would I?
Okay, let me rephrase. How much to cup each other's balls for 1 hour?
Oh, come on.
Come on, dude. I'm not going to take money from my friend. And if this is all for charity, I would donate to charity. And we would just do it just as friends. I wouldn't look. And that's it. That's the easiest one you've ever – I don't need – we'd give the money to charity. And we just would deal with the situation after.
You guys are fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Vinny, anything you want to plug? Anything you got going on?
Yeah, everything that we said about Joe Biden, we love him and we hate Trump. If you're a producer, and you want to cast two funny guys, Kamala Harris, probably the most likable female I've ever seen in my life. Her laugh, her laugh reminds me of Hillary. It's so beautiful and like it's so cute. So
and very genuine and warm is what I get.
Very genuine and caring about the people. So love Joe Biden, love Kamala Harris, and just follow me on Instagram at Vince Alshana, and I'm starting to stream on Twitch. Josh, you tried to be funny the other day. It didn't go over well, but I'm streaming Warzone. I'm playing video games. Dude, you know, there's a guy named, there's thousands of them, Nick Merckx. They make 40 grand a month just streaming what they're playing with their friends.
Wow.
Go figure that. So, just add this on Shauna on every platform.
And so, Shauna, how about you, Brady? Anything you want to talk about? Plug.
I'm going to start my podcast back up next week. My first with Brady Matthews, which Josh, you haven't done yet. I'll get you on. Vinny's done it. Probably my best guy so far. Also, if you like art, I'm doing art too.
Paintings. Talk about
BradyMatthewsArt.com. I do commission paintings. Also do prints of Chris Farley, Adam Sandler, all that shit. And if you want to see
it. That's fucking amazing.
Thank you, Vinny. And if you want to see, you can go to my Instagram at BradyMatthews13. And I'm starting my YouTube Making Yogurt with Brady Matthews also next week with some special guests.
Ooh.
Well, thank you guys. This was fucking chaotic, but
awesome. Brady, you love Biden too. Let's get that
love
up.
Him. Love him. I hope mandatory masks all day.
Leave my house.
You name it.
Guys, I love you both. Thank you so much for doing this. This was a lot of fun.